Hi, my name is Mark. I've been working professionally as a web developer since 2009. I got started by making tiny HTML snippets for pay-per-click ads, and my responsibilities have grown tremendously since then. I've got my gripes about this profession, rest assured. I've had my headaches from working with Prototype and Scriptaculous, mucked with no conflicting that alongside jQuery, been worried about what's really inside of NPM packages, and I've been through my fair share of browser wars too. I remember when things were perfect at 960 wide, only to have this thing called responsive web design take foot. Then came progressive web apps and a gnarly series of coin flips on if I should use React, Vue, or Angular. That said, the evolution continues and my enthusiasm remains. I'm doing what I can one keystroke at a time, and I'm good with that. Recording out of North County, San Diego, I'm here to help put my city's digital savants on the forefront, talk tech, and find the proper moments of rest before burnout becomes a reality. So sit back and enjoy these next few minutes, and welcome to All Web SD.
Hey there, San Diego. Welcome to Tech Pulse San Diego, episode 87. I'm Jake Morales.
And I'm Amara Chen. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up to our new listeners. Jake and I are fictional podcast hosts created for this episode. But the community we're discussing today is very real.
That's right. And we've got a great show lined up today. Amara, did you catch that announcement about the new biotech incubator opening up in Sorrento Valley?
I did. That's going to be huge for our local healthcare startups. And speaking of local tech news, I heard the La Jolla Coding Bootcamp just graduated their largest class ever, 70% of whom already have job offers. Pretty impressive in this market.
That's awesome. The San Diego tech scene is definitely heating up, which makes today's topic even more timely. We're talking about a new initiative to bring together digital professionals across San Diego through a Discord community at allwebsd.com.
And we're framing this within the bigger conversation of how we build meaningful tech communities in the age of AI. Because let's be honest, the way we connect professionally is changing dramatically.
It really is. And I've been thinking about this a lot lately. San Diego has all these amazing tech professionals, but we're kind of fragmented, aren't we? You've got the UX designers in one corner, the developers in another, data scientists somewhere else entirely.
Absolutely. And each group has their own Slack channels, meetups, and happy hours. But there's not much cross-pollination happening, which seems like a missed opportunity, especially when you consider how interdisciplinary tech work is becoming.
Exactly. And with AI reshaping literally every digital role, from coding to design to marketer, there's never been a more important time for us to be talking across these specialties.
I'm curious, though, Jake, with remote work becoming so normalized, do you think local connections still matter as much? Couldn't someone just join an online community of professionals in their specific niche?
That's a fair question. And sure, those global communities are valuable. But there's something special about local connections. Remember when we had Sarah from that AI startup on the show last month?
Oh yeah, she talked about finding her co-founder at that random Web3 meetup in North Park.
Right. And it wasn't even her scene. She just went because a friend dragged her along. Those serendipitous local connections can be game changers. Plus, there's something about grabbing coffee with someone who understands the specific challenges and opportunities of building in San Diego.
That makes sense. And we've seen other tech hubs do this really well. Austin has their Texas Blockchain Initiative. Portland has Silicon Forest. These tight-knit local communities that support each other while still being plugged into the global conversation.
Now here's the interesting part. San Diego has all the ingredients to build something similar or even better. We've got major universities, established tech companies, a growing startup scene, and honestly, the best weather for outdoor networking events.
Hard to argue with that last point. So let's talk specifically about this All Web SD initiative. What exactly is it trying to accomplish?
So it's a Discord server specifically designed for San Diego's digital professionals. Developers, designers, marketers, product people, AI specialists, you name it. The goal is to create one central hub where the local tech community can connect, share resources, and potentially collaborate.
But Jake, I've got to play devil's advocate here. There are already so many online communities out there. What makes this one different? Why would someone add yet another Discord server to their already overwhelming digital life?
That's a totally fair challenge. I think what makes this interesting is the hyper-local focus combined with the cross-disciplinary approach. It's not just another JavaScript Discord or UX Discord. It's specifically about building connections across different digital specialties, but all within our San Diego ecosystem.
And I imagine there's potential for this to move beyond just online interaction. Maybe in-person meetups or events?
Absolutely. From what I understand, the Discord is just the starting point, a way to facilitate those initial connections that can then grow into real-world collaborations, mentorships, maybe even new business ventures.
I can definitely see the value there. And with AI changing our professional landscape so rapidly, having a support network of other locals navigating the same challenges seems particularly valuable right now.
Speaking of AI, we need to take a quick break to thank our sponsor.
Today's episode is sponsored by MindStudio, a platform with hundreds of free, ready-to-use, and easily customizable AI agents to help you get things done.
I've been using their Chrome extension lately. It's pretty impressive. It's like having AI superpowers right inside your browser, helping with everything from summarizing long articles to generating creative content.
I've been playing with it too. It saved me hours of work already. If you want to check it out for yourself, download the MindStudio Chrome extension from mindstudio.ai. Now, back to our discussion about building tech community in the age of AI.
So Amara, you've worked with a bunch of different San Diego companies. How are you seeing AI change the professional development needs of the folks you work with?
It's fascinating, Jake. I'm seeing this interesting paradox where technical skills are simultaneously becoming both more and less important. The barrier to entry for creating certain types of content or code is getting lower thanks to AI tools. But the strategic thinking about how to use these tools effectively is becoming more valuable than ever.
That's such a good point. And it makes me think that as AI automates more of the tactical aspects of our work, the human connections and community become even more important. The creativity, the ethical considerations, the strategic thinking, that's where humans still shine.
Exactly. And that's where I see huge potential for a community like AllWebSD. Imagine having a place where developers can learn from designers about aesthetic principles, where marketers can collaborate with data scientists on more effective campaigns, where everyone can share their experiences with integrating AI into their workflows.
I love that vision. And there's something powerful about doing this at the local level, where people can eventually meet face to face and build those deeper connections.
Definitely. And I'm curious, how do you think a stronger, more connected tech community might change San Diego's tech landscape over time?
That's a great question. I think we could see more cross-disciplinary startups emerging. Maybe more talent retention as people feel more connected to the local scene. Potentially even more investment flowing into the region as we develop a stronger identity as a tech hub.
Those all sound like positive outcomes. And speaking of local AI initiatives, aren't there several AI-focused events coming up in San Diego?
Yeah, there's that AI ethics workshop at UC San Diego next month. And I heard about a new AI meetup starting in Carlsbad focused specifically on practical applications for small businesses.
That sounds really valuable. And I imagine these are exactly the kinds of events that might get cross-promoted in a community like AllWebSD, helping to bring together people who might not otherwise connect.
Absolutely. It's all about breaking down those silos between different tech specialties and creating more opportunities for collaboration and learning.
Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground today. To recap, we've talked about the importance of local tech communities, even in our increasingly remote world, the specific initiative at allwebsd.com to bring together San Diego's digital professionals and how community building takes on new importance in the age of AI.
That's right. And if you're a digital professional in San Diego, whether you're a developer, designer, marketer, product manager, or working in any tech-adjacent role, we definitely encourage you to check out this Discord community at allwebsd.com.
We'll be following up on this topic in future episodes, so if you do join, we'd love to hear about your experience. And next week, we're excited to be interviewing Maria Gonzalez, the founder of that new AI startup that just secured $2 million in seed funding.
That's going to be a great conversation. Until then, keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible in our local tech scene.
This has been Tech Pulse San Diego. I'm Amara Chen.
And I'm Jake Morales. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.
Thanks again for listening in. Remember, I'm here to foster innovation through conversation. So if you'd like to continue this discussion or any topics previously discussed, go headfirst into our Discord server by clicking the link on the footer of allwebsd.com. Otherwise, join the movement and let's bridge the digital divide. For over 25 years, San Diego Futures Foundation has been a catalyst for positive change in SD, providing critical digital services and resources to nonprofits and individuals in need. Their programs have consistently helped bridge the gap between technology access and digital skills. Monetary, technology, and volunteering are ways you can genuinely help. I'll see you in the next round, everyone. Thanks, and aloha.